Piano-pounding Jerry Lee Lewis is invariably cited as one of the founders of rock and roll, but since his last new release in 1996, he's kept as low a profile as a pop legend can. Now he has a fresh studio album, Last Man Standing, recorded during the last 5 years with an impressive cast of collaborators, including Mick Jagger, Keith Richards, B.B. King, Willie Nelson, Bruce Springsteen, and over a dozen more. Music critic Milo Miles has a review.
It is rock and roll.
Well, it's been a long time as a rock and roll. Been a long time as a digital stroll. Let me get you back, let me get you back, let me get you back. Baby, where I come from. Been a long time, baby, a long time. A long, 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 long time.
Jerry Lee Lewis's Last Man Standing includes a photo of the so-called Million Dollar Quartet. This was Lewis, Johnny Cash, Carl Perkins, and Elvis Presley, who ran into each other in late 1956 at Sun Studios and recorded an enjoyable but not phenomenal sing-along jam session. Lewis was a newbie, and Presley was the king of rock and roll at the time, but there's never been any question who Jerry Lee considered the number one performer of the group. And if it seems indelicate for him to underscore his outlasting the rest, it's worth remembering that in 1982, after Elvis was gone, Lewis, Cash, and Perkins recorded a tepid collaboration called The Survivors. So you have to grant the killer this. During his hard partying and gun-waving periods, you would bet he would be the first man lying down. But at age 71, he has released his first album in a decade and his best in at least twice that long. Even more remarkable, Last Man Standing consists of 21 duets, yet it's not like most duet albums. Usually duet albums prop up an aging, weakened performer or display he's still a master of the game, but they inevitably try to expand his audience by attracting younger fans of the duet partners. But when Kid Rock is the youngest duet partner, this is an oldster get-together. And on most tracks, Jerry Lee is so much in charge that the partners seem there to keep his juices pumping. Last Man Standing is exactly like other duet albums, however, in that it's uneven and nobody will agree which cuts work and which don't.
Go on, Mr. Killer.
Well, now you may think I'm fooling for the foolish things I do. You may wonder how come I love you when you get on my nerves like you do. Well, baby, you know you bug me. Ain't no secret about that. But come on over here and love me, baby. I'll show you where it's at.
For me, Led Zeppelin's Rock and Roll sounds as tailored for Lewis as Bruce Springsteen's Pink Cadillac. Buddy Guy, John Fogerty, and Neil Young are on fire, while Willie Nelson, Merle Haggard, and Don Henley are damp and dozy. Kid Rock is so hammy he should come in a can. But what matters more is that Lewis's darting live-wire piano boogie and his reflective down-home trills are there whenever he needs them. And projecting his unstoppable, rakish personality as much as his voice, he makes rock, blues, country, and pop into Jerry Lee Lewis tunes one more time.
Now don't be ashamed of your age.
Lord, no.
Son, don't let the years get you down.
Oh, boy.
That old gang you knew,
yeah.
They still think of you.
I want it.
As a rounder in your old hometown.
I hear you, Jerry.
Now don't mind the gray in your hair. Just think about all. You had putting it there.
Yeah, boy.
As far as that old book of time, you've never skipped a page. But don't be ashamed of your age, Mr. George Jones.
I hear you, Jim.
Don't be ashamed of your age.
It's a bit surprising that Last Man Standing hasn't gotten more attention. Lewis obviously ignored the wise Johnny Cash tactic of persistently recording and releasing material in order to keep on people's minds. But even so, Lewis is too dark and demented, too much a fallen preacher to become sainted like Cash. And as he would be the first to say, he doesn't give a flip. His closing duet with Kris Kristofferson, The Pilgrim, is an inspired choice. Lewis isn't a perfect match for the song's title character, but they share a wild, rambling spirit, and the tune delivers his most enduring message. It is good to be the killer.
If this world keeps right on a turn, on the better or the worse, it only ever gets older and around. From the rocking of the cradle to the rolling of the hearse, the going up was worth coming down. He's a poet, he's a picker, he's a prophet,
he's a liar,
he's a pilgrim and a preacher, and a problem when he's stoned. He's a walking contradiction,
partly truth,
partly fiction,
taking every wrong direction on his lonely way back home. There's a lot of wrong direction on your lonesome way back home. From the rocking of the cradle to the rolling of the hearse, the going up was worth the coming down.
Milo Miles reviewed Jerry Lee Lewis's album of duets called Last Man Standing.